Any questions from council? Now, Mr. Fuqua.
Okay, thank you. Do you know, where, did he indicate where he lived?
Derrickson Creek Road in Frankfurt.
In Frankfurt?
Well, they're all right.
It's in the area.
Frankfurt addresses are everywhere.
Yeah, right down the road.
Derrickson Creek Road.
Right over the bridge, I guess.
Okay, again, for the record, Tim Fuqua representing Swan Cove West LLC. The principal, Jim Swan, was supposed to be here. Something happened, and he's not here. So Steve Gorski of Duffield Associates is also here. There was a packet of exhibits that was submitted for the record. That does include the environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report and the plus response. As was stated, this is an application to rezone a 7.236-acre parcel of land located on the east side of Old Mill Bridge Road, just north of Route 54, to MRRPC for development of 20 single-family lots. And this would be an extension of and part of the existing Swan Cove West MRRPC, which is change of zone number 1471. And the best way to explain this is for me to give you a little bit of history of how this came to be in the first place. Back in 2002, there were two applications presented to the county council. The applicants were Gladys Swan, which is Jim's mother, and Trout Siegel and Doyle Development Company. The first one was change of zone 1470, and that proposed rezoning a 10-acre parcel of land that was located on the north side of Route 54 to B1. And the second application was change of zone 1471, and that was a request to rezone a 109-acre parcel that's located to the rear of the commercial piece as an MRRPC. So the entire Swan parcel contained 119 acres, and it had been owned by the Swan family since 1947. On July 23, 2002, the County Council approved both applications. The B1 parcel is now the Route 54 Fenwick Plaza Shopping Center, and the MRRPC parcel is now the single-family residential community of Swan Cove West. The RPC was approved subject to 15 conditions. One of those was that the maximum number of lots permitted in the RPC was 372. Over the years, the site has been fully developed as far as the preparation of the lots in 8 different phases, and that resulted in 362 single-family lots, which was slightly less than the maximum that was permitted. And as you can see from the board, the site is already fully developed. All infrastructure improvements are in, everything's completed, entrances, et cetera. Also, two community centers exist within the development with outdoor pools, indoor exercise centers, meeting rooms, and there's also a children's toddler playground. The RPC has two access points from public roads. One is at the Route 54 entrance, that's where the Fenwick Plaza is. The other one is at Old Mill Road, and our site is basically the vacant parcel of land fronting on Old Mill Road and the north side of Herring Way, which is the development's entrance road from Old Mill Road. This 7.2-acre parcel was not part of the lands that were owned by the Swan family, and it was not included in the original application. The 7.2-acre parcel was actually part of a larger parcel that was owned by Delaware Electric Co-op. And Delaware Electric Co-op actually has an electrical substation facility on the south side of Herring Way. So when this original application was being done, the Swans approached Delaware Electric Co-op to inquire about purchasing an easement for the road and water and sewer access. And apparently the north portion of the co-op's land was not needed by them, and they agreed and sold the 7-acre parcel to the Swans. And I also think the co-op was also very pleased to be getting 372 new customers next to their existing transmission facility. So with that, the road and utilities were constructed, improvements were constructed, And as I said, the entire RPC is as you see it. This application is to incorporate that last vacant parcel there into the RPC as Phase 9, and we believe that that use is the most appropriate and best use of the site. The Swan Cove West HOA Board of Directors indicated it has no objection to that, and I think if you think about it, it's kind of obvious that inclusion of this parcel in the RPC is preferable to a separate residential development or even possibly some type of commercial use right at the entrance to the existing Swan Cove West development. As to the proposed Phase 9, and Janelle, if you can put the site plan up. The site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area, which, as you know, under the comp plan, is a growth area. DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study or a traffic operational analysis, again, in that the trip generation for 20 lots is minimal. And in addition, the entrance to from Old Mill Road was already approved by DelDOT and, in fact, is already constructed and exists. The applicant will be dedicating a right-of-way strip to provide a 40-foot right-of-way from the center line of Old Mill Road and an additional 15-foot easement strip for a shared use path. And again, the applicant would be responsible to construct any entrance modifications as required by DelDOT. Phase 9 will be served by the existing utilities that serve the development. Water is from Artesian Water Company. The development is served by County Sewer. The site is in the original West Fenwick Island Sewer District, and of course, electric from Delaware Electric Co-op. There are no threatened or endangered species associated with the site or historical resources on the site. The 20 lots will be situated on a cul-de-sac access from Herring Way. Lot sizes and setbacks will comply with the standards approved for the original RPC and will be similar in design to the existing development. Minimum lot sizes are 7,500 square feet with a minimum width of 60 feet. The cul-de-sac would have sidewalks on both sides of the roadway. Again, stormwater management and sediment control would meet or exceed DENREC regulations and be reviewed and approved by Soil Conservation District. Of the 7-acre parcel, approximately 1.5 acres within the development will be open space, and there'd be an additional 3.2 acres on the south side of Herring Way, which is wooded, and that's just part of the entrance way landscape. The gross density of Phase 9, just taking this one parcel, would be about 2.7 lots per acre, and that is actually significantly less than the density approved for the original RPC, which is 3.4 lots per acre. The owners in Phase 9 will be members of the Swan Cove West HOA, the same as the other 362 lot owners. They will have the same obligations and they will have the same benefits, and the HOA will be responsible for the maintenance of all common areas, recreational facilities, stormwater facilities, things of that nature. In conclusion, we believe the application is appropriate and the highest and best use for the property. Because it will be in addition to or an extension of change of zone 1471, as I mentioned to the Planning and Zoning Commission, I suggest that only two conditions are required. One condition would be that the maximum number of lots permitted in Phase 9 would not exceed 20. And the other condition would be that the approval is as an extension of change of zone 1471 and is subject to the conditions imposed on the approval of the MRRPC change of zone 1471 as amended and, of course, as modified by the additional 20 lots. Again, as you already know, the Planning and Zoning has not made a recommendation on this application yet, as it is on the agenda for Thursday. I will submit for your consideration the proposed findings and conditions that I had submitted to the Commission, and that does include the original conditions that were imposed on 1471. And with that, that would conclude my presentation, other than any questions you may have.
Any questions from Council?
I do.
mean, that parcel appears to be pretty darn low compared to the rest of that community. So any thoughts on that?
Steve, is there?
Steve Gorski with Delfield Associates, civil engineer for that project. We're going to raise the site a couple feet on average to get it above potential flooding.
So are you looking to raise it to be basically the same level as the existing community? Is that?
On the opposite side, yes, roughly.
Give or take.
Any other questions?
I guess I'm just confused on the original Swan Cove deal had a number, maximum number. And then you are adding to that number, or
yes,
it is incorporated?
No, this is additional. Well, it the original approval was for 372. All right. What you saw up there as it developed RPC actually is 362. So it was actually built out at 10 less than was authorized. So we're asking 20 for this piece of land. If you added that to the overall picture, it would actually be 10 lots more than the original approval. But the proposed density for this piece is 20 lots.
I guess the Americana Bayside type calculation that they get more land and keep to the same number. This is getting more land and adding to the number.
Well, you're kind of hanging me on my proposal when I brought in Americana Bayside and didn't add density to it.
I know
it's because
that
we had enough land, but don't get used to that because that's not going to happen too often.
This is exactly opposite.
This
right?
is 7 acres in a growth zone, you know, at a density that is less than the RPC we're trying to be incorporated into.
I mean, if you didn't go into the RPC, I guess then the density would just be that, right? It would be the 2.7 to the acre.
Correct.
Right? So, you know, it's confusing to me to approve something at a number and then say, okay, well, not that number, now this number. Right.
Well, no, because the original 372 was on the large parcel of land. We're just saying we have this piece of land we want to add to that RPC with this additional density. And the actual density on this piece of land is 2.7 on the 7 acres. The actual density on the existing RPC was approved for 372, but 362 were built. So we're actually bringing in something at a lower density and...
But adding 10 more.
Plus 7 acres.
Right.
I don't know. I don't find that confused, Sam.
I understand it, right? I mean, I understand it, but would it stand by itself just saying I'm not part of that program?
Okay. Well, the other option would be to, as I said, to come in and seek some type of conditional use for it, or to seek residential use under AR zoning. You know, it'd be two lots of the acre. Okay. Under MR zoning, you know, it'd be whatever that density would come out to, which is in effect what we're doing. I think the bigger question is, in that development, in the RPC, would they want a separate, different development right at their entrance? I don't think there's any question they wouldn't. In fact, I know they wouldn't, because we have a letter in the file and the record from the board of directors stating they have no objection to this.
Yeah.
It's almost if
I hear your syllables.
I would think it's more along the lines of kind of a quote-unquote infill, one could say in some ways. And I think the Bayside piece is that parcel was located literally within the community, literally. This one is adjacent, right? So it's not literally located within it because you've got the main road. So technically it could be a separate, quote-unquote, small subdivision or a small community, right? But then again, the question is why, when you already have one there and they're agreeable to have it be a part of that, correct?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, all the improvements are in, the entrance is in, and again, the history is that this wasn't part of the Swans' lands.
Right.
And again, Delaware Electric Co-op didn't need it, sold it to the Swans, and that's basically why we're here. If they had owned it then, it would have been part of the original application.
So, Mr. Fuqua, am I correct that they will be under the same restrictions as the rest of the RPC?
Yeah, as I said, the only restriction, I think, only two restrictions I think that are needed are that this site is limited to 20 lots and that everything that applies to the other RPC applies to this.
Okay. Any other questions from council? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Step one down, please.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Sandy Williams. I live lot 246, which is just from the cul-de-sac one more over. I'm right there, right there, yeah. So I have a picture of the flooding, if you wanted to see it.
Is this just the recent flooding?
Yeah. Well, this is from the one prior to the one we just had. So it was basically the same. So this is from my back, right from my back house.
Where do you live?
I live
right there, that you just pointed on the thing.
Where the hand is.
Right there.
Okay.
So that's the flooding that we get. And that's, I mean, it wasn't like this last year, but it's because we've had so much rain.
Could you please, I know you're trying to share the picture, but we have people listening remotely, and you need to be at your... Okay.
That would be good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted you to see that. So I have just a couple of questions. So there are two clubhouses in the development. One is for Swan Cove and one is for Swan Cove West. And they're completely separate. So as you're adding on to Swan Cove West, you're adding, which their clubhouse in our development and on the west part is smaller. So you're adding 20 houses, which means, you know, could be two people per house or kids. So our clubhouse is already at max to begin with. And it's all it is a gym and the pool, and that's it. Our other concerns is the, I guess it would be, there's two lots behind where I live that are deeper. And so you're taking up more of the common space that's down further from where that little pond is. And we're wondering why did he make those two deeper? And also, throughout the whole development of Swan Cove West, no one has sidewalks on both sides of their street. We don't have a sidewalk. But across the street from us directly, they have a sidewalk. So if you're adding two sidewalks on this cul-de-sac, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it seems like you're taking up more land for that, except for, you know, I'm just not understanding.
Well, we're not doing it. They proposed it, yes.
Right. But I'm just not understanding that part of it. Why, you know, make it so different if you're supposed to be making it part of the community? And then, I guess when it is completely, if it is approved or not, the road that goes Old Mill Bridge Road, I don't know the gentleman that wrote the letter, but that road gets flooded. I mean, completely flooded. This last time, the people didn't even have front yards. It was all wet. And when people go through, you know, drive down that road, you see water just flying. I mean, it's all flooded. I mean, you see the water spreading everywhere. So my concern, that's one part of the concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I just don't understand why he would just stick 20 houses in there, you know, to add to more confusion as to what it is. And I just don't think the clubhouse is going to be able to maintain it. And it's just an awkward type of, you know, it doesn't even seem like it's part of the development.
Did the HOA, are you aware of the your homeowners association, did they make any comments on this? Because I'm sure they're aware of it.
They are aware of it, but we just had our HOA meeting and it wasn't, they didn't talk about a whole lot of it.
Okay. If I recall, there was just a letter that was, if I'm not mistaken, I think a letter of no objection from the HOA, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the record?
That is correct.
So they're aware, so they are definitely aware of it. I guess they're aware of these 20 families,
right,
that would be a part of the that pool in the clubhouse.
Right.
Have you been in any communication at all with the HOA or the board and why they had no objection?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm surprised other people aren't either.
Yeah, I'm...
from my part of the neighborhood.
Sure. I mean, it's a valid concern, for sure. But
yeah, it is.
Unfortunately, the HOA is on record saying they have no objection.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean,
yeah,
all of us talk about it, but the last meeting we had, we didn't even have enough people there to vote, to make any kind of voting, because there just wasn't enough people. So, I don't know. And my husband's not well, so he couldn't come, so... he would be up here, not me.
On the sidewalk issue, just sidewalks are desirable most places. Having on both sides is probably,
right,
probably makes it a nicer little cul-de-sac or one street. And I mean, there's no question we're not going to challenge that. We actually, the county promotes sidewalks and thinks that they're safer and gets people out of the street. So,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say I can't see we objecting as a council. If the developer wants to do it, we're glad they're going to do it, because I think there's more positives than there are negatives about it on that issue. And why they made bigger lots? Because they could.
Yeah.
So can I just address that? Because we can reduce the size of the lots if that's actually a concern. In other words, the lots are bigger than the minimum required.
The two that are right there.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean about that.
Yeah, that just, because
that
you've got all this.
It's all open space, so I mean, the land's still there.
Well, it sounds like the developer just proffered to be able to make that straight. So I'm sure Mr. Fuqua will remember to tell his developer, who's not here, that he's done that. That's okay. That's
yes.
Good.
Mike, may I ask a question? Because you did bring up a very valid point, and I'm not sure if the engineer wants to, because we don't normally come back to the other side, but I think that your point about that ditch, you know, being full of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then your point was they're going to be adding 2 more feet, right? Going to make it higher, which it needs. I mean, I'm very familiar with that because it is very low. So how will the height of those of the parcel, right, going to further impact that ditch if it's already full? How will that impact, if any at all? And I don't know the answer to the question, but how would it impact that ditch in the flooding? And you're going to need to come back up. You're going to have to come back up to speak in front of the microphone.
So, also, right where that pond is, where on the other side, like over here,
mm-hmm,
there is, right now, there's another ditch, and that thing was like overflowing this last, I didn't take a picture of that one, but
sure,
that one was overflowing this last rain, and that, I think, is what's causing part of the issue for all that water on Old Mill Bridge Road. But all those houses that are on that road, those older homes that are there, not none of them, but I would say probably 5 or 6 of them didn't have front yards. They were all, it's all water.
Yeah.
It's so low right there. And all, because our house backs up to the, we can see that road all the time, and all you're seeing is just spews of water as people are going. It's like a forge.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going right through it. And it's dangerous. I'm surprised no one has had an accident there.
Janelle, would the soil conservation address the ditches based on the testimony we've heard about ditch maintenance problems, maybe? Is there
Yes.
Would the developer be required to address those ditches in that area?
They will have to comply with stormwater management and drainage requirements, and the county adopted new drainage requirements as well, which is also the reason why there's sidewalks on both sides, is the way they're designing the road and the drainage. But they'll also have to comply with Conservation District requirements for stormwater management.
Is there a mosquito pond out here? Is there a mosquito pond out here on our right?
Stormwater retention pond, you mean, Mr. Wilson?
Is there a place for that water to drain into? Is there no place for that water to drain?
And I believe the engineer has an answer to that question.
Yeah, I can address those concerns. Regarding the flooding on the road, Old Mill Bridge Road, we're putting in there is a ditch there that may or may not have been cleaned out recently prior to the big floods we had. That's going to be replaced with a large pipe, 24-inch pipe. Currently, the discharge pipe across the road is 15, so it'll handle, more than handle, the stormwater crossing the road into that ditch.
There was someone there about 2 weeks ago, and they were cleaning out all the stormwaters, because in our cul-de-sac, we have an issue there. And they were cleaning them out and repairing some of the other things.
Yeah, so maintenance goes a long way to help with the flooding, because the higher the grass is, it can block the flow.
But it's going to go from 15 inches to 24 inches is the answer to the question. It's going to have more capacity to be able to handle the additional water,
correct?
Potential water.
Yeah, that pipe will be buried between the lots that cross into that ditch. Yep. And as far as Jen had already mentioned, the ponds on site, the wet ponds, are going to be required to meet SCD and Denmark requirements for managing and reducing the flow from existing conditions to proposed.
And they do overflow into the
stormwater?
They will discharge into one of these ditches? So.
Yes. The ditch that is in the back of your property and wraps back up to Dirksen Creek. That's the only outfall that they have. Mm-hmm.
Because right now there's a ditch that goes about right there.
Right. And now
it's buried. It's about almost that way. Yeah. And then it goes into ours. It goes from here and then it goes down.
Yeah. And we'll bury that. We're ready with fill. We're raising the site a little bit, and then there'll be a pipe underground that will take that flow.
There will still be a ditch, but I mean, there'll be a culvert under the ground.
Right.
Following the property lines, or will be an easement in there for the utility?
There'll be easements, dealt out require easements follow the property lines.
That going through the lots, ditch, you said it's going to be buried.
Yep.
People build their houses over top the pipe? Over top the...
No, the pipe will be along
on
lines,
the property lines.
On
right,
the property lines,
right, okay. Make sure of that, yeah.
Can I say something? Okay, so
you
what got, you're
you
saying
actually
about...
have the floor, ma'am.
I'm sorry. What you're saying about that, about burying it, we have a neighbor that's down on Herring Way, and whatever, there's water that just keeps coming out of the grass. I mean, and we thought it was part of their sprinkler head was damaged, but it's not. And so they've actually put in a pump to pump this water out. But it's, and I don't want that to happen to these homes, if that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to, you know, you bury this pipe, and then all of a sudden you've got excess water in between the houses. Where does it go?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Herring Way issue or what.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard
there.
For you to address that, even though.
I know, but because I've seen it.
The one ditch you are going to cover, sir, is that's not a tax ditch or anything like that?
No, it's a private ditch. It was dug by the Swans years ago to help. Provide runoff discharge from the properties across to the west of.
And there's no other way to relocate it or anything like that that would work better, or.
I don't think we have enough fall to relocate it as a ditch, an open ditch around the site, just because there's so limited fall from one side to the other. A pipe we can bury, and it flows a little quicker and has more capacity because of that.
Well, the water that's running down. Has it got another ditch to go into? Has it got a ditch to get into? The water comes down through the tiles.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said, the water that's coming down, has it got a ditch to get into, another ditch to get into?
Yeah, that ditch.
The pipe they're burying?
Yeah, water's coming down.
What's the outfall?
It'll fall which way? Back to her, towards her house or to the road?
It's coming from your house, isn't that right?
It goes from west to east, so it goes towards Swan Cove, and then there's a ditch line.
There's the cove.
There's a ditch that runs along the property line here, then it goes in that direction to Dearson Creek.
It's got a main ditch to get the water into, right?
Yeah. And, there's also a ditch that goes all the way along through here, that are called it. So that collects all the runoff from this part of Swan Cove, this field, Delaware Electric Substation, and a little piece of area across the street, the side of Old Mill Bridge Road.
Yeah, but Old Mill Bridge Road is flooded, and then you've got this right here. This is one thing that was flooded, and then you've got this over here, which was also flooded. This past rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two where you just circled. There are two bias wells that are designed to drain slowly to help trap the pollutant loads. That was designed as part of the Herring Way construction with Swan Cove. So that's intended to fill up the water a little bit and filter out the sediments. I'm glad to hear that to some degree that it is flooding a little bit.
So you're saying water goes north, up north, like?
North and east, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have the right of way to dig those ditches?
No, the ditches are already there.
The ditches were dug out years ago by the Swans, 50 years
well,
ago.
Well, if they're private ditches, I don't mean you have right of way.
But it's the Swans ditches.
It's the Swans same ditches. People.
Part of the development.
Swan ditches.
Yeah, the same one that had the development on the ditches.
Is there swans in them?
I'm not sure. It could be a duck or a goose, but I'm not sure about a swan. Anything else from council?
No. Is she? Go back to that, the site plan. It's got one little question. What's that little squiggly line? What's that?
It's a good question.
That's a bioswale, which is similar to what's there in Herring Way. It's a channel, basically a grass channel.
And that's going to drain to the
to the back side of that ditch.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, did you have anything else to add? Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires to close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community extension of change of zone number 1471 for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County containing 7.236 acres more or less.
Pleasure, council.
We got to defer. Make a motion to defer.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to defer on change of zone 1850 until we hear the recommendation of planning and zoning commission. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I do have one question. Real quick, the drawings showing the lots being reduced. Janelle, what should we do? Should we have a new one drawn so that when we vote on something, we're voting on that?
You could make it a condition of approval, or, you know, we can make sure when it comes, if it is approved, that when it comes back in, that it's
yeah, just
recognized.
Somehow we find out that I think that you agreed and everybody agreed, that would be good, better to have a little more open space there, and I do concur also. I just want to make sure it gets done.
Yeah, we'll revise that. And you can just say a condition to reduce it as right. Represented.
We can't put conditions on this, can we?
Yes.
It's
an RPC. Okay, right. Okay, right. Sounds good. Okay.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
IBS motion carried.
Thank you,
Mr. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.